Hi, I'm Kelly with the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. We're excited to bring you a brand new segment, the Summer Series. This special edition is packed with trivia made just for school-aged kids, with fun, sunny themes all about summer and vacation. Whether you're on a road trip, hanging out at the beach, or chilling at home, you can play along wherever your summer takes you. We'll even have special guests dropping by to read the questions, so get ready to test your knowledge, challenge your family, and most of all, have fun. Thanks for joining us and enjoy the show. The TLT Pay Summertime Series.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of our summer series. This is the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. I'm here with Dr. Scott.
Hey, hey.
We are here with Kelly. How you doing, Kelly?
Hola.
And we have a special guest today hosting this trivia, my eldest daughter, Reagan. How are we doing, babe?
Good.
Good. All right. So if you haven't picked a summer spot to head to this summer, take the family to, we got the top five 2024 summer vacation destinations, according to TripAdvisor. So we're going to hop in and see what the top five spots were. So Reagan will be helping us out reading the questions tonight. So Reagan, why don't you go ahead with number one?
What is the number one summer vacation destination? Here are your three hints. The city is known for bright lights, the desert, and casinos. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
Been a few times.
Number one. Yeah. I guess just because the reasons I've been to Vegas, I don't consider it a family destination.
Right.
But it very much so is. I mean, there's a ton of stuff to do for families, the shows, everything else.
I agree. There's a lot of stuff you can do with family. However, the capacity when I've been there has been with the boys.
Yeah.
So it's a little different type of vacation. But yeah, there's absolutely a lot of stuff to do with the family.
Yeah. Well, and like, you know, Hoover Dam's a short drive away. And
absolutely.
There's some great like hiking and stuff nearby.
Very true.
So yeah, it's a good, not surprised that's number one.
All right, Reagan, give us number two.
What is the number two summer vacation destination? This city is known for its 60-mile stretch of beach, being a golf paradise and family-friendly entertainment. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach. Now, I myself have been there. I believe I was in high school, I think, at the time. Sounds right.
Yeah, I think I was a freshman in college when we went there on our summer vacation.
Yeah. Not a big golfer, but I know it's known very much for its golfing. So,
mm-hmm.
And it's very family friendly. So definitely a good spot for families.
Yeah. A lot to do there. I remember going to a Medieval Times there.
That's right. I do.
Remember I know they have them at different locations across the country, but one thing that stands out is going there when we visited. Yeah.
I do remember that. And I remember the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, remember that.
Yep. All right, Reagan, take us to number three.
What is the number three summer vacation destination? It is known as the theme park capital of the world, the city beautiful, and the center of entertainment and innovation. Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, that's obviously a huge spot. I'm a little surprised that's not number one, to be honest with you.
Sure.
Because of Disney and Universal and everything else.
No, that would have been my guess. That
would have been my guess is the top spot, to be honest with you. So.
Sure.
I've been there, but I didn't really spend much time there. We went over to, what beach was that, Scott? Where'd we go? Right up the road. Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
I think we kind of flew into Orlando, but I don't remember really spending much time there. I know you've been there with your family, but as an adult.
Probably embarrassed to say how many times. I would really have to think about how many. It's at least five times that I've been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took my kids there last year. It was very good, but get ready to lose an arm and a leg to pay for it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
That may be why Vegas is the number one destination. It's maybe a little more cost effective.
Oh, and it's just hot and humid in the summer. It's rough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It is rough. Absolutely. All right. So we're going to move on to number four, Reagan.
What is the number four summer vacation destination? The city is known for being a tropical paradise, capital of Hawaii, and Waikiki Beach. Honolulu, Hawaii.
Honolulu, Hawaii. So doesn't surprise me at all that some place in Hawaii is on the list.
Never been there.
Never been to Hawaii. I don't think anybody's got nothing, right?
No, I mean, there was a layover when I was an infant, so I can't really, I don't think you can count that. No. We've talked about visiting, we have family in Australia, and we've talked about rendezvousing, like doing a joint vacation.
Oh, okay,
there.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's quite pricey, and,
yeah,
you know, got to save up for that kind of trip. But yeah, I have not been.
Well, like I said, it's not. I'm not surprised it's on the list, but I didn't know Honolulu would be the spot. I don't know. Being the capital city, it wouldn't jump out to me that that was the spot, but it is apparently. So, yeah. All right, Reagan, we got one more. Take it away.
What is the number 5 summer vacation destination? The city is known for skyscrapers, Broadway, and the Statue of New York, New York.
Yeah, the bright lights.
Yep. So, you know what? I was a little surprised when I first researched this and that it's on there. But I guess the more I thought about it, I'm not, because it is, you know, New York, New York. You know, it's huge. But I guess when I think of summer spots, I don't necessarily think of New York City.
Yeah.
And I've never personally been. I would like to go one day for sure. I know, Kelly, you've been.
Yeah, it was. I went there in 2004, I believe. My dad took me and my brother and my oldest nephew to a Cardinals-Yankees game.
Nice.
So we spent the weekend there and did a couple tourist things, looked at the Statue of Liberty. We weren't able to go up then. It was shortly after 9/11. I think it was still closed to entry, but you can take the ferry and drive around it. And we stayed like a block from Times Square, got to walk around down there and check that all out. Very cool. But yeah, I mean, New York has tons of things to do. I mean, plenty of family, so much culture.
Yeah, I think I'd like to go one time, just check it off the list, say I've been.
See
some of the highlights. And I don't know, maybe I'd be surprised. Maybe I'd want to keep going back. But it is one of those kind of check it off the list kind of destinations.
Gotcha.
I'd like to go on a food tour of restaurants.
Oh, well, absolutely. Not surprisingly, I'd like to go on the Seinfeld tour.
Yeah, I get it. Reagan, any interest in visiting New York?
Hannah and I want to see the Barnes & Noble that they have there because it's massive.
That's nice.
Reagan is quite the reader, listener, so that makes sense. I get that.
It has like 5 stories or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, it's been weeks in there.
You could get lost in there. Uh-huh. Wow. Awesome.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. So these destinations are popular for a variety of reasons, including entertainment, beaches, and cultural attractions. Las Vegas offers vibrant nightlife and casinos, while Myrtle Beach is known for beaches and family-friendly attractions. Orlando is a popular destination for theme parks, and Honolulu offers beautiful beaches and Polynesian culture. New York City provides a wide range of attractions, from Broadway shows to historical landmarks. So, yeah, that wraps it up. Listeners, appreciate you playing along. Reagan, thanks for coming in and helping us out. Appreciate it, babe.
You're welcome.
Oh, Mike, listen to these 5-star reviews. I can't believe I got my order so fast. Easiest exchange ever. A loyal customer for life. In the last 2 months, our reviews are better than ever.
That's because we leveled up our fulfillment process by switching to ShipStation. They're way more comprehensive than other solutions, and we save up to 90% off all major carriers.
Ugh, best upgrade ever.
Upgrade to ShipStation today to get a 60-day free trial at ShipStation.com, code AUDIO.